Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Happy 4th of July. At the beginning of this encore show, we hear President Bush pray for the welfare of our nation. When all the smoke is gone, America will stand. After 14 years, this country is much more fragmented than I ever imagined. And it's not because of the devastation of 9/11 by outside enemies, but a deceptive and wicked spirit that has left the people disillusioned. We need a savior, and the songs that are sung reveal a life force found only in Jesus Christ. Now let's join the program.
We're delighted today to wish you a happy Independence Day, 4th of July. I am just absolutely overwhelmed sometimes that we have the freedoms that we have in this country. And I praise God for all the good things He's given us. And today we're going to replay a prayer by President Bush that was prayed right after the 9/11 incident. And I'll tell you, it's a wonderful, wonderful prayer.
Well, and Darren, this CD that is brought to us by Samaritan's Purse, and that's Franklin Graham's organization. It was put together, and Maranatha Singers will be singing Out of the Ashes right after President Bush's prayer. And I believe those of you who are listening are going to really appreciate what he has to say, and also Out of the Ashes.
Tonight I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve, for the children whose worlds have been shattered, for all whose sense of safety and security has been threatened. And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
Half flags were flying, half mast those days. Our people will remember those who passed away. Beautiful faces and old familiar names. There is no way the deaths will be in vain. Out of the ashes we mark the lessons that we run out of the darkness. We see the light for which we yearn. Arise and stand united. All the world will see when all the smoke is clear. America will still be here. Our foundation, it will stand.
Our people are praying in humility and faith. We're asking for wisdom and for God to give us grace. Standing for freedom together. See the light for which we yearn.
God out of the ashes. And I love the song, Darren, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. And that's such a wonderful song. Now, the next one we want to play is God Bless the USA. Lee Greenwood wrote this song many years ago in the 70s, but the Promise Keepers meeting, I mean, it is just so enthusiastically presented here. And we would like to have you listen to God Bless the USA, Promise Keepers.
Tomorrow all the things are gone, I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank the Lord above that I'm living here today, for the price of stamps of freedom, and they can't take that away.
No, and it's
a
just
blessing.
Such a blessing as a woman to hear this huge auditorium full of men proclaiming Jesus Christ, and they're glad to be Americans. I know that Promise Keepers is going to meet here in the Rocky Mountain area September 13th and 14th. God bless Bill McCartney and his organization. And if you're a man listening today, oh, we encourage you to go to Promise Keepers wherever you're listening. And I know that in Denver it's September 13th and 14th. You know, if you can, find a way to come. It's just such a blessed event.
I believe that's going to be at the Pepsi Center.
At the Pepsi Center, yes. And so make sure to get some guys together and come with them, and you're going to be profoundly changed.
Bring a non-believer with you.
That's right.
Change.
That's right. Now, Darren, we have a prayer of repentance for the nation.
Okay.
And this was written by a man. Was he in Kansas?
Yes, he was.
Kansas?
Minister Joe Wright of Kansas has aired on Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story. I happen to love Paul's program at his own here in Denver twice a day. But let me read this to you. I think this is so appropriate. This is entitled The Prayer of Repentance for Our Nation. Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness and seek your direction and guidance. We know your word says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. But that is exactly what we have done. We have lost our spiritual equilibrium and reversed our values. We confess that. We have ridiculed the absolute truth of your word and called it pluralism. We have worshipped other gods and called it multiculturalism. We have endorsed perversion and called it the alternative lifestyle. We have exploited the poor and called it the lottery. We have rewarded laziness and called it welfare. We have killed our unborn and called it a choice. We have shot abortionists and called it justifiable. We have neglected to discipline our children and called it building self-esteem. We have abused power and called it politics. We have coveted our neighbor's possessions and called it ambition. We have polluted the air with profanity and pornography and called it the freedom of expression. We have ridiculed the time-honored values of our forefathers and called it enlightenment. Search us, O God, and know our hearts today. Cleanse us from every sin and set us free. Guide and bless these men and women who have been sent to lead and direct us to the center of your will. We openly ask this in the name of your Son, the living Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Oh, that is a marvelous prayer, and we'll probably do it every 4th of July, Darren.
That's awesome.
That's something that, God bless Joe Wright for reading this. We have a song by the Gaither Vocal Band, and it's an older song written by Neil Enlow in the 70s, but it tells you exactly what we should be feeling today. We should not only be honoring our flag and the Statue of Liberty, but we should be more than that thankful that we are born-again believers in this free country.
In New York Harbor stands a lady with a torch raised to the sky, and all who see her know she stands for liberty for you.
Oh,
I'll tell you, there's something wrong with you if you don't shed a tear.
Yeah, that line, unashamed, I'll proclaim that the rugged cross
right.
is my statue of liberty. Darren, I feel like sometimes in the future there may be some suffering to go on, but I believe that as we stand strong with the blood of Jesus Christ covering us, there's nothing that can take away our freedom in Jesus Christ.
You know, I don't think it can be a mental thing, and even our Pledge of Allegiance to our country, we're going to find that in our hearts. And
yeah.
I believe that when I see our young men and women that are willing to serve in the armed forces, there's not a draft now, it's a voluntary thing, and they're ready to serve our country. I'll tell you, patriotism is not dead, and I don't believe the love of Jesus Christ is dead by any means.
No.
And I'll tell you, righteousness will prevail, holiness will exist, and we're going to be able to continue to teach the gospel. No matter what the price is, we're going to do that.
Yes.
And I believe that we're called today to make some really, really tough decisions. I mean, maybe it's an ultimate decision. We may have to die right here in this country for what we believe, but that's okay.
Yes.
Because it's not the end. We'll go on to live and be with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You know, I came face to face with this last Saturday when we buried my mother back in southern Illinois. And some people would say, my, you sound so flippant about that. Let me tell you, I'm not flippant. I'm joyful because I know exactly where she is. I know where she's going. And one of these days, I'm going to join her.
Yes.
And we hope that through these broadcasts that you make some decisions to be a better person. And the way you do that is to ask Jesus Christ to change your heart. And maybe some of us need to repent today. Maybe you need to ask God forgiveness just for taking our liberties for granted, for one thing.
That's right, Darren.
You know, but we need to just drop real close to Jesus. He really is our Statue of Liberty. That cross is our Statue of Liberty, and that's going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to stay with that because God has given us a wonderful eternal message. I'll tell you, I'm so delighted today that I enjoy eternal life today.
Yes.
I'm not going to get it when I die. I've already got it.
Yes. Well, this last song is sung again by the Maranatha Singers, and it's a prayer. It's a wonderful prayer to God. Stretch out your hand.
Stretch out your hand. Stretch out your hand and bring restoration. Let your mercy overflow us like a never-failing stream. By the blood of Jesus, cleanse us.
Tell you, we need to make a decision, and we're going to give you a scripture here out of the book of Joshua. And you know, you need to make a decision of what you and your household are going to stand for. And today we've had an absolute wonderful, joyful time presenting these songs to you and the prayers and the you know, even the prayer of repentance. But now, Barbara, you have a scripture for us out of the book of Joshua.
Well, yes, Joshua is speaking to his people. And it's quite a chore, probably quite an endeavor to try to get so many millions of people, thousands and thousands and thousands, in one accord. And Joshua's been having quite a time doing this. In verse 14 of Joshua 24, he says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him with sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served which were beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in those lands that you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And Darren, it comes down to this. We can talk about what our country isn't doing and what they are doing and how bad our country is. But what it really amounts to, the bottom line, is how is it with your family? How is it under the roof of your house? How is it with you?
And I hope that our listeners and our friends today will say what it says in the very next verse. "And the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods." Mm-hmm. And I think that's a decision we have to make on a regular basis.
Yes.
We're not going to go with the flow. We're not going to go with the majority. We're going to go with Jesus Christ and His Word. Praise the Lord. Say except praise the Lord, Barbara. You know, we have to make a decision.
We do. We have to make a decision, and it starts right with me and you and our friends who are listening today. And you, as you make that decision for your family to serve God, God will help you to accomplish that.
You really will. We've enjoyed being with you today. We hope that these songs and the comments have been a real blessing to you, and the prayer of repentance that we read that was by this minister in Kansas. I'll tell you, when people step forward and write this kind of material, I don't mind reading it. But this prayer of repentance today was from Joe Wright of Kansas. Praise the Lord. God's doing a wonderful thing. God bless you on the 4th of July.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy